This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Mexico is becoming a more attractive market for U.S. professional sports leagues. That does include the NBA. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Rodrigo Cervantes reports.
Bienvenidos a la Arena Ciudad de México.
At the Mexico City Arena, the NBA game between the Phoenix Suns and the San Antonio Spurs is about to start. Juan Carlos Ugalde is among the fans. He says the games in Mexico and in the U.S. are very similar, and ticket costs are about the same.
Now with open markets and globalization, I don't see much difference.
Like the football and basketball leagues, the NBA holds regular season games in Mexico. Here's NBA Commissioner Adam Silver.
The fact that you're seeing all of the leagues focused on this country and this city is indicative of all the positive indicators and the tremendous things that are happening with the Mexican economy.
The NBA just opened its first official store in Mexico. It's also starting a major partnership here.
Next season, we'll be launching an NBA G League team here in Mexico City.
The G League is the NBA's official minor league, and Mexico City's Capitanes will be the first team outside of the U.S. and Canada. Raul Sarraga, the NBA Mexico managing director, says the partnership and packed arenas show that the sport and the revenue are booming.
Well, right now, we have 20 million fans. Compared to 2017, this is a 25% growth.
Many teams are also betting on the Mexican market, like the Phoenix Suns. Jaime Molera is a business consultant working with the team on its marketing and lobbying efforts in Mexico.
One of the things they're trying to do is make people understand and make Mexican policymakers understand that they're here for the long term. It's not just a one and done.
That game between the Suns and Spurs went into overtime. In the last minute, the Suns lost the game. But like other teams and the NBA itself, it will keep playing to score in the Mexican market. In Mexico City, I'm Rodrigo Cervantes for Marketplace.